And praise the Lord, everybody.
Love Talk Radio.
One of the things that God has in this last day and time is to pull his people together. You know, we've been fighting each other long enough. The enemy has been causing God's people to be at odds against each other when we should be together. Amen. No sense of us fighting, because the fight should be against the devil, against Satan, against the enemy. We should be coming together to fight against him. And the enemy is trying to trick us and deceive us and have us fighting each other. It's not wise, not wise at all. When together we stand, divided we fall. God bless you. Thank God for all of you. We're going to go to God in prayer this morning. I'm going to call on a few of y'all if y'all want to help me pray. Ambassador Linda Forshee, she's normally the first one on the line. Amen. Amen. But today, Sister Carolyn from Atlanta, Georgia, was the first today. But Ambassador Forshee, I'm going to ask you to pray for us today. And let me see who else can pray here. I'm going to have you, Sister Carolyn from Georgia, I want to ask you to get the praise report in just a few minutes. Amen. But I'm going to get some prayer. Ambassador Forshee, would you pray for us today, and then I'll pray. All right? God bless you. Go ahead.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for waking us up, letting us see a day that wasn't promised to us. Hallelujah. We just want to come and give you a little praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, we just want to thank you for this first fruit prayer line. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for our chief, Evangelist Bernard Johnson, hallelujah, and his beautiful wife, Dr. Betty Johnson. Hallelujah. We want to thank him for his family, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to thank you and keep Bria, Lord, hallelujah, and all of his other grandkids and the family member, his brother David, and his all of his sisters and his brothers, Lord. We just want to thank you this morning. We want to thank everyone on this first fruit prayer line, because, thank Lord, you. If you didn't wake us up this morning, we couldn't be on the prayer line. But we want to thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. And that, like that song said, good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nice having you here. Hallelujah. We hear your bells whenever you're near, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone. Bless, I don't want to start calling names because I probably won't get all the names right. But, Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank we thank you for the youth, Lord Jesus, on their prayer line. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And bless the presidents, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. You put the right person in there, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. But we're going to keep on praising your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When trouble come our way, we just want to lift our hands and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank When trouble come our way, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know you're trying to fix it, Lord, for us, Lord Jesus. You're fixing it for us, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Because if you don't fix it, Lord, it won't be fixed, Lord Jesus. But we're going to thank you, Lord, while you're fixing it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, these many blessings we ask in Son Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And amen.
Thank you so much. Now, wait a minute. I got to find out who that was. Amen. Such a wonderful prayer. That must have been Ambassador Mother Winnie Johnson.
No, that was Sister Sparky.
What? Are y'all sure you got that right? That was Sister Forshy?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that must have been Sister Geraldine Forshy.
There you go.
Oh, Sister Geraldine Forshy. Oh,
you said good morning, Jesus. That was her.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Let me see if I got the right person here. All right. Sister Forshee, the master, can you sing Good Morning Jesus so I can see if that was you?
Good morning, Jesus.
That was
nice having you here. I hear God bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Watch out now. You know you put another curve in that song. Yeah. I heard you. Oh, I'm into music, so I'm ready. Wait. Oh, my God. But now, are you the same person who prayed just a moment ago?
Yes, sir. I'm down here all right today.
Wow. And Master Linda Forshy, you really
did. That was a wonderful prayer.
It was. My Lord, look at that. All right. God bless you. And are y'all awake this morning? Good morning to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of y'all are not speaking. Are y'all really awake this morning?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all are awake. Y'all are awake for real.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, my God. Just want to make sure y'all wake up.
Yes, sir. So,
good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning. That's oh, my. All right, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Wow, that's better. That's better.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I wonder who is I'm going to be the first one on here to give God some shown up praise. Let me be in me. Praise check. Good morning. Thank
good
you,
Lord. Morning.
Ambassador Stern, are you doing it Wednesday or Tuesday? All right, Wednesday.
You help me. You started me out on two.
Just let me know. Which way you want to do. Amen. I think we said, didn't we say the ministering from the prophets and prophetess on Tuesday? And you would come on Wednesday? That's the brother to the nation.
Yes.
Amen. I think so. Anybody know for sure?
Yeah, you said mother no. to the nation on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. All right. So we'll do that one. And then again on Thursday, we'll have a special guest. And then on Friday, your chief will speak. All right. God bless you. Now, tonight is our all night shut in. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I remember years ago, they used to go to the church and lay on the hard floor all night long, and that was fine. I enjoyed that myself. As a little boy, I used to get on my knees, and they sometimes didn't have pillows, but you'd be on the hard floor on your knees. And we spent all night with the Lord. Nowadays, we got this new technology. I never heard of it before. This is kind of history here, too, where we have an all-night shut-in via a conference call. Amen. The Lord blessed us. And we thank you, Ambassador Hagan, who plays a very great part in that. Not only are we just on the conference call, but we're all over the world. Ambassador Hagan, thank you. And people from India and Africa and Asia and Russia and England and Brazil and Haiti and everywhere you can name. They mean 195 different nations, over 100 million different listeners. And we're doing a prayer, all night shut-in with people from all over the world. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege it is to be a part of that and to lead it. And many of you who are leading that prayer all night long, count yourself privileged. It's unusual. I keep telling y'all that God is writing a new book. In fact, he's writing new books according to Revelation 21. He's writing new books. And, of course, the book of life is being written and recording all of the names of those who make it in. But he's writing new books. And like, for example, this all-night shut-in, it's my belief that it will be in there. All-night shut-in via a conference call. It's unusual. And I would be so surprised if God didn't include this all-night shut-in via conference call in the new book. So many new innovative ideas are going to be in this new book that God's writing. And he wrote the Bible. Why you think he can't write another book? Some of y'all, oh, my God. I'm praying for you. Amen. He's writing books. The Bible says, and the books were open. Now, and your works are being recorded. Yeah, the works are being recorded. And I wouldn't be surprised if those who are leading the all-night shut-in, that your names will be in the new book. Amen. Seeing how you led the all-night shut-in. Yeah, that's going to be recorded. And then so many other things we'll find in the book. Amen. That's why you ought to work down here, because you want to be remembered forever. And these new books, you'll be remembered forever. And just like we know the name of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their names are in the book because of they were there and walked with Jesus, talked with him, and did things. Peter's name is in the book mainly for the things he did. When he led that, you might say, one-day revival, and 3,000 people were saved on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. So things like that in the book. Now, some of y'all, you may be great down here, but you may not be nothing if you make it to heaven. Yeah. When I say nothing, I mean you won't be highly esteemed. Why? Because you invest in everything you doing down here. Yeah, down here is your investment. And if you want to be somebody in heaven, you got to invest in heaven. So see, all these things of labor, labors of love, all these things you do for the Lord, and his purpose and his calls are being recorded in his new books. And you don't make it to heaven on your works, no. But you really receive your rewards according to your works. Amen. And somebody will be thinking that you're supposed to receive a lot of rewards, but you won't have them because, you know, it was all for you. Amen. Not for the Lord. So God bless you. I'm going to ask Sister Carolyn from Atlanta, Georgia, if you're there this morning, would you do the praise reports this morning, Sister Carolyn? We sure would appreciate it. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning to all.
Good morning to you. Do those praise reports for us. Anybody has more than ask for others. We appreciate
all right.
It. All right.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord this morning for waking me up and starting me on my way. I want to thank him for his mercy and his goodness. He's really been good to me. He just keep on blessing me, and I just thank him for it. I thank him for the First Group Prayer Line. I thank him for Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, all the ambassadors on the line this morning, and I just thank the Lord for my life. Will there be another praise report this morning?
All right, jump in there, y'all. Talk about the Lord, what he's done for you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, giving me eyes to see, feet to walk on. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. Lord knows I'm just praying every day that I will make my name in the book of life. I want to be there. I'm doing all I know how to do. And I'm asking the Lord to show me more and more and more that I may be able to do his will down here, that my name will be there. And I will be there. I just thank and praise God. It looks like to me it gets kind of hard sometimes, but that's okay. I'm going to make it through because he said I will. And that's all that matters.
Uh-huh.
All right, was that Mother Wilson this morning?
Mother Willie Johnson.
Okay, Mother Willie Johnson. What a testimony, what a praise report. Would that be another one?
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. I thank God for being here this morning. And after being here, yes, I'm in favor and thank God for all his many, many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. I thank God for the miracle that he gave me on Monday. It was just so awesome, and it just blew me away. And I know God has really elevated my faith. I was in the process of getting a car, and my niece, she always would tell me, she said, Auntie, you need your car, you by yourself, you just need your own car. Well, I haven't been driving in a long time. But she said, yeah, no, you get your license, you need your car. So the Lord has really blessed me. And the way the car, at first she said she was going to ship it here to me. She lives in Texas. And then I was looking at the money wise, and then God said, don't look at the circumstance. Just look what I'm going to do for you. So that car just worked out for me. And so on Monday she was talking. She said, I looked online and I seen this car and this lady, old rich lady, she put it online. She said, we got to get this car today. So God worked a miracle out for me. The money that was I was supposed to have shipping, I didn't have to do that. All I had to worry about was my insurance. So I thank God. I went to Countryside, went to pick it up, and all I had to do was just pick it up. They gave me the key. Everything is fine, and my car is in front of my door. I thank God for the bona fide miracle. And I'm just saying to say this, to elevate someone else's faith. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. And God has no respect of a person. And I think it affects everyone on this prayer line, especially Chief and Pastor, encouraging me. And I'm just so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. It's just such a blessing. God has blessed. And that's the story God has with his heart. So if he do it for me, he'll do it for you. And you all be encouraged and fear. You all pray. So I'm just, I don't know what to do with myself. Just amazed. Just amazed.
All right. Let me jump in here for a moment, Ambassador Garnett. Let me just ask you, now can you remember how to drive? Amen.
Okay, I do know how to drive or authorize. I have my license. And then, a matter of fact, I went on the express and came back on the express.
Whoa.
Last night. Yes, sir.
Whoa. That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, you in order then. You got your license and everything.
Oh, yes, I have my license. I had that even before we was in the process of getting the car. I already had my life. Everything is contact. So, I thank God for that. Chief Ambassador, Dr. John, I don't want to take up too much time, but you were saying put three drops of oil in the water, and it works. It works. It heals your body. With the water, it just flushes you out. I have no pain. I just thank God for the oil. And you do all be blessed. And I'm telling you, that oil, it works. Just follow the instructions. It works.
Thank God. And thank God for Pastor Williams that brought that originally to our prayer line. Amen. 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 That works.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
This is Sheila's Brown daughter, Alexandria. I'm calling from 913, Kansas City, Kansas. And I just want to thank you all for praying for me and keeping me in you guys' prayers. And I want to thank God for all that he has done. I want to give a testimony this morning. My son almost stopped breathing. He's only 7 days old.
Wow.
And I had to rush him up here to my mom in order for her to get him back breathing, for him to catch his breath. And I just want to thank God. He has been good for me, and thank you, my son is still alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We all hear her, and she said her son stopped breathing.
Thank you. This is about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. What?
Yes, sir.
30 minutes ago.
What's wrong with y'all and y'all can't help but praise God?
Yes.
Glory!
Glory.
Okay. She really a praiser. Amen. Let me hear you say glory.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Good chips off the block there. All right, go ahead, Miss Carolyn.
Yes, would it be a nice praise report this morning?
My name is Sheila Brown, just praising. Good morning, everybody. Peace Ambassador. Good morning, Sister Karen. I believe that's right. Just praising and thank the Lord for his many, many, many wonderful blessings. I was in my prayer closet with the phone in my hand, getting ready to get on the prayer line, when my daughter ran up the steps screaming, Mama, Mama, Mama. And you all prayed for this baby before he came out of his mother's womb. And God had you all still had that phone in my hand, getting ready to call the prayer line when that happened. So I would like to just thank the Lord also with my daughter that nothing didn't go the other way. God had me to blow in that baby's mouth and just keep blowing, and I felt that baby burst. And I just thank the good Lord that it didn't go another way. The devil had a plan, but God has a greater plan for us. May God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I am grateful this morning. I know I sound kind of funny, but I thank God for being able to wake up this morning. I didn't sleep that well. But I'm grateful that the Lord has blessed me to wake up and then listen to the prayer line. But I do know that I am alive. And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mother Wilson, for that praise report. Will that be another one?
This is Evangelist Palmer, 913 with the 515 area that I'm in. I thank God. Thank you for the testimony I heard about the baby, which has been extended, and I'm just believing and trusting God along with his parent and grandparent that God extended their life and had a purpose and a reason for it, and that he will keep them shielded and protected and blessed and strengthened by his power and his might, that this baby will come to the position and place that God had for him to come into and to tear down the stronghold of the enemy, to set in the captive. We're taking the Lord to the nations around the world in prayer as well as in faith. And I'm just thanking and praising God for having an opportunity to hear that testimony. I thank God for life for another day. I thank you for the help and strength he's blessed me with. I thank him just for the lungs. I can't even begin to thank and praise him for all the blessings that he stored upon me because of God. I am not yet counted all of this, and I know there's a many of us on this line which are in the same area or category of not being able to count all the blessings that God has given us. So we just continue to praise him and thank him for all that he's done, all that he's been with us, and that we can look on to the hills for which comes our help, to know all of our help come from the Lord. And how long has this been going on? Ever since we made it into this world.
Thank you, the farmer, for that talk, the testimony this morning. We're all in agreement with you about God. It's good. He said that David is going, and we just continue to thank him. We thank him for everything. We give him praise before it this morning. Ambassador Johnson, would you want me to continue? Or?
I think we're out of time. We might take one more. Anybody got a written testimony you wanted to give? If so,
Mother Digby. Hello, this is real hot, but I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. And I thank the Lord for that on Tuesday night for the last three, this is the fourth, two, last Tuesday night was the fourth Tuesday night, and we had a soul winners class at instead of having Bible class, we had a soul winners class, and it just gave us some finer points on how to win souls and how to bring them into the kingdom. And I just thank and praise. It was just a beautiful experience that fine-tuned you more on how to, we know how to witness, but how to bring them into the kingdom. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I want to say we're going to have two more weeks, and it's just a beautiful experience, and they role-played with us and told us, gave us some more finer points, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for blessing the baby and for the young lady knowing what to do to bring the baby to her mother. And I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. Thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Sister Carolyn from Georgia, for being praise for us this morning. And Mother Digby, that was wonderful. And all of you on the front line this morning, we thank God for you. Amen. Oh, my God. The many beautiful praise reports this morning. Thank God for you. Amen. Did I hear one more person who was trying to get in to give a praise report?
Good morning. God bless our national ambassador and to all the ambassadors, friends, family, and all. I want to thank the Lord for I had a hard time wrestling with Bishop Brown and said death. And it wasn't because I'm not saved, but it's because he's done so much for me and others. God bless the man. He's going on. And if you would allow me, Ambassador, National Ambassador, to make this announcement. Tomorrow we'll start the wake services, and tomorrow night will be the state funeral at Greater Mount Olive, 1039 Bonnie Avenue. And on Friday will be the national funeral, which will be abducted by our national bishop, Bishop Charles Blake. It will be held at Calvary Church in Naplesville. I ask your prayers for the Bonner family and for myself, but it's very close to Bishop's family, Aretha Osorio. And I know some of you might have remembered Aretha, a professional hat designer, and a member of Bishop's family, were close to me, and I stuck by Bishop's family out here that lived in Illinois. I asked your prayers this morning that you would pray for me for strength, because he started Mary's mission, he helped Mary's mission, he continued Mary's mission, and he, when I get in trouble, he would always be there financially to help me continue the work that God has assigned to me. I'm going to miss him very much, and not only him, but his wife and all of the family that has put in Ambassador Johnson. Oh, God, we thank God for you, and we hope that you make it to the funeral. In case you don't, we just will extend your love and your condolence to the family. I need your prayers. I'm not going to lie to you. I really need your prayer. God bless you. And may his peace go with you. And I'm giving it as a praise report because Bishop done so much. He helped the women. You know, there are many times the women were looked over and looked at, but Bishop would always help the women to go forth. God bless him as he lies this morning before the altar. God bless you all, and you all pray for me.
We certainly are praying for you, Dr. Lacey.
Amen. Yes.
Let me just open up the lines for someone. Amen. And I prayed yesterday, and I want to extend it a little further for you all who feel her pain. Amen. Someone pray for Dr. Lacey, please. Amen. All these prayer warriors on the line.
Oh, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today. Thank you, Lord. Be with us. Be with us, Lord, when we in the reed. don't know what to do, but Lord, you said you know where you would never leave us or forsake us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be with us, even till the end of the world. Lord, I'm just asking you to give Dr. Lacey, give her strength. Give her courage to stand.
Thank you, Jesus.
And know what her passion was all about. And
yes.
Lord, I just say, thank you for her. For just being good to her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just letting us know that you will be with us. That constantly. That we know that you will be there with us when we are in. We need you. You're there. You say
you
can't leave us or forsaken us. You will be with us. But Lord, I'm just asking you to be with the whole family.
Yes, Lord.
With each and every one that belongs to the church. Just be with them, Lord. They need you. They can't make it without you. Oh, God, I just ask you to go with her and stand by.
Yes,
that she needs to carry on where he left off at. And Lord, I just want to say I thank you. Because there's so much is going on, and you know,
thank you.
And you know all about us, and you know you made us, and you know what we're about. And I just want to say, bless the Lord. Give
thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Lord, you said in your word, if we need you, all we have to do is call you.
Yeah.
Lord, let her lean and depend on you for her help, because
yeah.
her help comes from you.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say I thank you.
Thank you, God.
I thank you because you are God, and besides thee, there's none other.
Oh, thank you. Nobody
in the whole world.
Thank you, God.
Back we do you.
Thank you, God.
You do. We know that you are God. We know that you'll be our comfort in the time of sickness and in the time of health. We know that. Lord, we just ask you, just help us to lean and depend on your word. Lord, I just want to say I thank you. I thank you. I just thank you, Lord. Just be with us. Guide us in the right direction. And just give her comfort, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. Thank you. None like you today, God. God, we're asking you to lift the burden. Look on this family. Look on the church family. God, you
oh,
them true. Only you, God. In the name of Jesus, give them to know the precious sight of the Lord is in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. God, I thank you. Thank you for a battle won. Thank you, God. Lift the burden, God, as only you can. In the name of Jesus, help the Lord. Give them strength and take them through. You're able today, God. All power is in your hands. Nothing hard for you, God. Nothing hard for you. Because you are the creator. In the name of Jesus. Great is your way, Lord. God, we know you don't make no mistakes.
Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Take them through. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much. Both of you, wonderful and beautiful prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, just to say thank you for being the great I am. Lord God, just to say thank you for being the beginning and the end of a thing. Lord God, just praising you for being the creator of the universe. Lord God, our sister, Dr. Mary Lacey, stands before you today, Lord, and we know we need to pray her through, Lord. We know weeping may endure but for a night, but your word says joy cometh in the morning. Thank you for that, Lord God. We know that she has some heartache and some sorrow. She's already expressed how close she was to her pastor. Lord God, we know only you can lead. We know, Lord, only you can guide, Lord God. We know you can take us through the fire and we can come out as pure gold. Lord God, you did it for me with my father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm just going to say thank you for bringing her through. Thank you for bringing his companion through, Lord. Thank you for bringing every family member